WTC, welcome to the Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4ML Locations, Western Greenville County. An amateur radio, this is call nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeaters, also via echo link note 545072 in the event emergency of this net will be activated. Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater's elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed offer on the frequency you're invited to check in. Radio traffic announcements for the net. Please call WG4MC or net control. Roll call, I want to remind everyone this is a direct net. Please check in proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign phonetically as always appreciated. Name, location, and senior intent to remain on the net for the energy portion. First, we'll start with our check-ins. We'll start with the pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM, Fred and TR, and his wife, Isla, N4IEI. And then we got KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dakinsville. And then we got K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. Then we got KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, K4IOE, Sid and Fletcher, K4XMR, that's Mail and Prosperity, KA5WLL, Relay and Taylors, and then we have WY6G, that's Herbert from Pickens. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-ins. Now we'll start with the stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, the Echolink stations, if you don't have audio capability, just send me a text message, and we would love to get you checked in, but we'll try it one more time for friends on Echolink. Echolink stations only, please call WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echolink, Bahamas, in and out.
Welcome, KG4WNP, Landon down there in the Bahamas. Landon, hope you have a good time and safe travels back to the QTH. All righty, let's hope we move on to the Echolink State RF portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec through Tango group, Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Check in to 4RMM.
See, we'd like to welcome Mr. Kurt. And Kurt, I'm afraid I didn't get your call sign. You were a little bit in there. Try it again, sir.
Thanks, y'all. This is KO4RMM.
That's got you, Mr. Kurt. Appreciate you stopping by this evening. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to continue with check-ins. And the Uniform through Zulu group, U3Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
For EMC, please check in Kilo 4, Victor. Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont. It will be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on that.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome K4VKN. That's Mr. Alan in Piedmont. Appreciate stopping by, Alan. Hope you're doing well. Additional station, Uniform through Zulu, U3Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. This is WG4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Looks like we've got another Echo Link station, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Net Control, please check in Whiskey 4, Mike, Kilo Hotel, Marshall in Jacksonville. I'll be negative and negative, but I would like to speak with KI4DOS for a moment when you get a chance.
KX, Mr. Marshall in Jacksonville. Appreciate you talking about Marshall. And Mr. Gary hasn't checked in yet, but if he does, I'll let you call your station. All right, it's WG4T, looking for check-ins. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, E through D for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
UG4MC. K1CJW. It's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we're in Pickens, negative and negative. And Nick, good evening to all.
See, the Blue Ridge 2 internet would like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Mr. Rick, and his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope you all are doing well in Piedmont. So we got K1CJW, that's Roland and Pickens. Appreciate you stopping by, Roland. Hope you're doing well. Additional station to Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Their MC. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to everybody on the net.
November 4, Alpha Kilo N4 AK, Glenn Sunset, negative and negative.
Pro. And out. November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo, Herb, up in Shelby.
On KB2, BYQ, Mr. Dave and Easley. N4, AK, Lynn and Sunset. And N4, BXB, that's Herb and Shelby. Appreciate everybody stopping by. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which is the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
G4MC. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cala, North Carolina. Good evening, Matt. We'll be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
Well, Mr. Harry up there in Candler, KC4EZN. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
W4GMC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you, Matt.
Welcome KO4HK X-ray. That's Patrick up there in Penrose. Hope you're doing well. We'll fly down the next alphabetical group, which will take us India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
3MC. At Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
G4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4MC. Hello, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
4MC. K4LWE, Kilo 4
Lima, Whiskey, Echo, Larry in Piedmont, negative.
In Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. That's KO4, JKV. This is Duncan up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, 73.
Check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
QFRC, the Winners Team Internet will like to recognize KK4, JVQ, that's Mr. James out there in Tito. Appreciate talking by James. Then we have KK4, JVQ, Mr. Larry and his wife Donna, KC4, MFK. They make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we have KI4, LZI, Mr. Andy up there in Table Rock. Appreciate talking by Andy. Then we have K4LWE, that's Larry in Piedmont. Appreciate stopping by Larry. They have KO4JKV Duncan in Asheville. And then we have KK4JD, that's Joel in Greer. Appreciate everybody stopping by. There was a station in there between Mr. James and Larry, but you were right in the white noise. If you're on HC, try moving around. If you will, we'll try boosting power, but try again, sir.
Alpha Z.
Yeah, go ahead. Your name and location. Juliet, negative. 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 Jim in Hendersonville, appreciate you stopping by this evening. Looks like we got another EchoLink station up, so EchoLink station only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Go ahead to the EchoLink station.
Net control, A4AD Larry, and also KG4AHS Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
KC4SKD, that's Mr. Larry in Easley, and also his wife Rhonda, but I'm afraid I didn't get Rhonda's call. If you could come back, please, sir. And that recheck, I haven't forgotten about you.
No problem. Rhonda's call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra.
4AHS, appreciate it, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Go ahead, Mr. Recheck.
Hey, this is KK4LAZ, Jim again. I just wanted to confirm the location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. Sorry about that. I realized after we struggled so much there that my trunk was up on my car and I was blasting out into space instead of where I was supposed to be going. So appreciate the patience. KK4LAZ, back to net.
Simpsonville, KK4LAZ, appreciate it. And again, hope you're doing well, sir. Hey, it's WG4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, looking for additional check-ins in the India through Lima group, I through Alpha, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. As the Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to fly down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the Mike 355 group, the very patient group for this Thursday evening. Mike 355, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in WT3M, that's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, South Carolina, and I'll be short time.
4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile MP Mott tonight. 73 to you and all on the net. I will be negative and negative tonight.
MC. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt in Inman, I'll be negative and negative, but I got a quick question, Matt. I've missed the last two Greer meetings because I stayed with my daughter
and I picked my grandson up at school in the evening, and she's got weird hours, and I've missed the last two meetings because of watching my grandson. Would it be all right if I brought him along to the Greer meeting? He's 6 years old, and he's interested in radio.
From WT3M, that's Dave in Soul Junction. Appreciate you talking about Dave. They got KO4NNH, Fred and Piedmont, and then K4LIM, Mr. Wild and Evan. I don't see if it'll be a problem if he's interested in radio. all these little gentlemen, I don't think that'd be a problem.
I got him some walkie-talkies, and he drives me crazy running around the house up there. Papa, Papa, can you hear me? All right, Sam, please, Matt. Continue with Ned.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna. And we'll be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
Net control. Can out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net in 73.
See. Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Tango Alpha. K4, OTA. Ken and Seneca, I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you very much.
MC. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark, in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KM4HTP. We'll be negative and negative and in and out tonight, Matt, but thanks for calling the net, 73 to the guild, or to the net.
Internet would like to welcome KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and Campobello. I appreciate you talking about Chad. He also rings his wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP. Please tell Anna we said hello. Sorry I can't talk this evening. Hope you're doing well. So we got KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. So we got KN4OTA, that's Ken and Seneca. W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Sensaville, and he brings his wife Wendy. KN4HTP, Mark, please tell Wendy we said hello. All right, we've been through that alphabet once, and now let's open up to that big room, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. So India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylors.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
MC. Matt, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q Matt. All on the net.
The British Team Internet, my welcome. KI4DTY, that's Daniel and Taylors. Appreciate you talking about Daniel. We got W4DJW, Mr. David Greer. And Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Joy we say hello. I hope you're doing well. And Mr. Gary, if you would hold on just a minute, Mr. Marshall wanted to have a quick QSO with you, so we'll get to that here in just a minute. All right, so D4C, looking for additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. See, now, securing the phone for us to the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Mr. Marshall, W4MKH, go ahead and call your station, sir.
KI4DOS, W4MKH. KI4 DOS W4 MKH. The satellite's locked up on me.
KHKI4DOS. Hey, Marshall.
KW4C, the link, and he just popped. Well, he just popped in. So give him a second, and I'm sure he'll get back with you.
He is locked up a minute ago, and I'll let him try it again.
4DOS W4MKH. Gary, I just wanted to let you know that I did get up at 3 o'clock this morning to work the gray line, and I managed to get two Australian stations, so getting up at 3 in the morning was not a waste of time.
Well, Marshall, I think that is fantastic. Well, I'm glad you were able to make those contacts. I had a fella check in with me one night on EchoLink from New Zealand. He and I talked about a couple of different little towns that I visited while I was over there. But I'm glad you were able to make some contacts, and your getting up early was not in vain.
Roger that. We didn't quite line up on the gray line, but still was able to get the two stations, and that gave me worked all continents. So I was glad for that. That's about all I said, had to say. So Net Control, thank you for letting me make the connection there.
Congratulations there, Marshall, on working all continents. I don't know what your next goal is, but I wish you a lot of luck with it. And again, glad you are able to make those contacts. 73 there, young man. We look forward to meeting you one of these days. W4MKH, KI4DOS, back to net.
I'm so glad you were able to get together, and Marshall, congratulations on getting Australia. I got them in my logbook a couple months ago, and I must say I was thrilled to get work Australia. But anyway, glad you got them in the logbook. All right, it's WG4C with the Blue Ridge Team here at net, looking for additional check-ins to Alpha 3 Zulu. Zulu 3 Alpha, if you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. See, the Blue Ridge Team Internet looking for additional check-ins to Alpha 3 Zulu 03 Alpha. Final call for check-ins, or if anybody would like to do gratitude, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, stand by and I'll send the net report. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
UE, KO4NNH.
4NNH, KO4NUE. How you doing tonight, bud?
I just wanted to check in with you. Congrats on getting your extra license. I actually wanted to ask, see if you ever talked to that World War II veteran.
I have not, but he did. I did notice he did do the pre-check-in tonight. So that kind of prompted me to send his daughter an email and, you know, check on him, see how he's doing. But, like I said, I thought that was kind of neat to use the pre-check-in tonight.
Used the pre-net check-in until I started looking myself. I was quite surprised by it.
You tonight or are you home?
In fact, I'm actually in the parking lot of my job, waiting a couple more minutes before I walk in.
I hear you. Well, you have a good night at work, and be safe, and try to get some rest when you get home, and hope you have a good day tomorrow too. So I'll check in with you later, bud. I know you're gonna get on and need to get on into work, but nice talking with you. You be safe. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Talk to you next time. I'm actually about to walk in myself. Hope you have a great night, and I hope you have a great day tomorrow. I'll talk to you maybe next time that I'm on the repeater. This is KO4NNH. I am clear.
For NUE, KO4HKX.
KX, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Patrick.
I just want to let you know I got that antenna, and I do appreciate that.
Good deal. Well, let me know how it works out for you. I'll be very interested in knowing you know, if that improved anything. I mean, not, you don't need him. Your signal's great. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, just make sure it works. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
We'll let you out of that one. You didn't dig too big a hole.
I'm kind of good at that, you know. and I'll just keep digging. And then I'll get so deep, I'll realize, oh, my goodness, what have I done?
I'll do it, man. Especially when you're trying to be, mind your P's and Q's, it seems that's when it happens the most, when you're just trying to do your best and not mess anything up.
So I'm curious, what did the manager say?
Just asked me about the antenna and started into the ham radio conversation, so it was pretty good. We had a good laugh about it, the Biden antenna, Biden stick.
I walked in there with it, and there's nobody at the front desk, and I saw them two out in the garage. So he was on the phone, texting on the phone, and he finally got through texting and then looked up at me and then looked at that thing in my hand, and I think he said, "We don't do plumbing here." he said something. I don't know exactly what it was, but he just says, what can I help you with? And so I just told him that Patrick will be coming by, and I just want to leave this for him. And he says, "What is it?" I said, "Well, it's an antenna," and he immediately stuck his hand out and started looking at it, and he said, "This is an antenna," and we just started laughing, and it just kind of went crazy from there.
Ricky's—he's a hoot. He's all time making fun of something.
That was doing the work in the shop. He came over there to look at it, and the manager just turned around, looked at him like, "You need to get on back over and get to work. It's got nothing to do with you." So the guy, he backed up and spun around, and he says, I can call Patrick if you want me to." And I said, no, I said, "I got his number." I said, he knows I'm going to drop it off. So I just got on out of there before I disrupted any more workflow. But he kind of gave him one of those looks, you know what I mean?
Well, tomorrow's his last day, so we'll leave it at that.
Okay, all right. Well, that explains a lot. But at any rate, all right, well, let me know how it works. And like I said, SWR in free space was about 1.5 to 1, maybe 1.6 to 1. So just keep that in mind. And that's the best I could do with it. Those Slim Jims are kind of hard to get anything lower than that. But like I said, the receive gain is just unreal. And a little bit better takeoff angle too. So let me know how it works out, bud.
Chad, I just wanted to say thanks. I do appreciate it. And I'll let you know, I probably won't get it put up till late tomorrow evening or something like that, but maybe we'll give it a try then. So, KO4HKX, 73. Have a good evening, Chad.
See you, Patrick. Have a good night. Safe day tomorrow. Talk to you later. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
UE, K4OIM.
Well, how are you tonight, bud?
I'm just fine, Chad. I was wondering if last night when they were calling it and you had them few words with him on right shoe, did you stick around for the rest of the right shoe?
Yes,
yes, I think I did for a while, just listening. I can't remember why. Let me ask why.
I might have got you again, Chad. You know, you and Kurt and Gary, he kind of got into it there about the owls.
Yeah, I was listening to that.
Well, my turn for the right shoe, I said, Gary. Chad is still trying to understand HF radio. He can't understand Morse code. Trying to understand digital. Going to France, he can't speak French, but yet he can interpret what the owls are saying.
As Walt. Well, actually, that is just as soon as Kurt got through talking about the owls being in his housing development, that's when I turned radio off and went to bed. evidently, you popped in there right after that. But I'm telling you, man, you gotta watch. You need watching. You know it. You are definitely worthy of being watched. And I think I'm gonna work on trying to figure out how to get you back.
I thought you were still in there. I told Gary, I said, watch this. I'm gonna get Chad again. And that's what I said. He's trying to understand HF and Morse code and digital and going to France. He can't speak French. But yet, he can interpret what the owls are talking about.
Oh, you got me and Anna over here laughing, Walt. That's the thing with me. I have never been able to get, I can get almost to that point, but for some reason, I just never seem to really be able to get, you know, all the way to the top of the mountain. I guess it's just the way my mind works, I guess. But I never said that I was trying to interpret the owls. All I said was that when they are over there talking and carrying on, that's usually, you know, when there's going to be a noisy night. And I just, you know, I'm not trying to interpret what they're saying.
Telling you it was going to be a noisy night, you better watch out for that panther. And I thought you knew what the owls were talking about, Chad.
No, I don't know what they're saying. I just know that, look at it this way. When those owls start talking at night, it's kind of like what's happening on the radio, I guess. Your imagination just goes crazy, you know. You don't really understand what's going on. All you know is you just have one input. You can just hear that there's one that's a smaller bird, and then there's another one that, well, sounds like he's a smaller bird. And then he'll start hollering and chattering with one that sounds like he's a little bit bigger. And then they'll chatter for, I don't know, a couple of minutes. And then just all of a sudden, just big boy opens up, and he just shuts them both up. It's just like, y'all be quiet. I own this place. And you were something else, bud. I am going to get you one night, and when I do, it's going to be so good.
I am Friday. Chad, back before we moved over here, we had this, I don't know if it was a barn owl or a hoot owl, and it was this big red. That bird had at least a 5-foot wingspan on it. And that was the prettiest bird I ever saw in my life. KO4NUV, K4OIM.
Like I said, I've been trying to record them talking for the past couple years now. And they're just super smart. I mean, just as soon as I hear them, I'll grab the camcorder. I mean, the recorder, and just as soon as I open that door and I get 25, 30 feet away from the cabin, they just shut up. They just quit talking. But it's this time of year that they line up along the river. They have their little spots where they go and do their calls, I guess, or where they start their night or whatnot. But you know, they're kind of interesting with the way they do. So the family, it's family property. It's grandma's. Poor grandma's old farm, and the family thinks that there's a Sasquatch down there. Well, some of the family thinks it's a Sasquatch, and there's a couple of members in the family calls it the Lizard Man. I'm not exactly sure what all that is about, you know, with the Lizard Man or whatnot. But I've got some game cameras up there, and I've got a cousin who, she's about my age, and we kind of grew up together, and we are always picking and carrying on with one another, you know, playing some kind of prank or something. So she refuses to go down there because she's convinced that Sasquatch is down there, and she calls him the Booger Man, and she's afraid the Booger Man's going to get her. So I've got some game cameras up there that I watch the place and all the animals and whatnot, but 2 years ago, I snuck around at night with, you know, game cameras that have an infrared light on them so that they take infrared images of whatever pops up at night. And I wrapped up in old blanket and moved around in front of the cameras. I bet you I spent 2 hours out there at midnight or later trying to get some good shots on the game camera and send her a picture of, you know, well, what is this or what is that? She bought it hook, line, and sinker, and, you know, I messed with her for, I don't know, a couple of months, but when Halloween came, I told her that, you know, I'd been playing a trick on her with the Booger Man, but it's, like I said, it's something down there all the time, I mean, all the time. And just as soon as I get into the cabin and get settled in, there's some kind of racket or noise or something. It's just, it's a good thing, you know. They fuss when I get down there, but they, you know, after some time they'll be quiet, and, you know, we just kind of cohabitate together. But let me let this thing cool down a second. game cameras. Like I said, I've been watching all the animals for the past 4 years, trying to keep up to know what's on the property, you know. So I've got two bobcats, two foxes. I've got a whole bunch of possums. One of them is an albino. I have never seen an albino possum before. I'd say at least two families of raccoons, muskrat, beaver, couple of goshawks. Every now and then I'm afraid to say this out loud, but I swear it's an eagle. And I know there's some eagles up on Table Rock. And I just wonder if they are coming down there to hunt. But it is a big bird, and it looks just like an eagle. And I've only seen him once or twice. But it's a very majestic thing, whatever it is. And a whole bunch of deer, bear, turkeys, and, you know, various and assorted squirrels and rabbits. So, let me tell you another thing, too. Talking last night, and somebody mentioned that their wife liked to watch birds, and that Gary said that, you know, most women like to bird watch and see pictures of birds and this, that, and the other. Well, Anna hates them. She absolutely is scared to death of them, because we had a peacock show up here 1 year here in Campobello, and I don't know where he came from. He just showed up out at the farm out at the pasture with all the chickens and whatnot. And he hated her. I mean, that thing absolutely hated her. So we used to milk goats and, you know, butcher chickens and things like that in the pasture. And that thing would see her coming to get the eggs or milk the goats, and it would fly up in a tree there at the pasture and just watch her. And when she came in that gate, it was horrible. I mean, she'd come back just, you know, fussing and scared to death. And you're going to have to do something about that peacock. He won't even let me check the eggs. He's chasing me all the time and blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Well, I have got a, Larry says it's, what's the name of the bird? I forget what he called it. But I have got a Carolina wren that is at the cabin. And in the wintertime, she'll come in the cabin in the afternoons when it's cold. And she doesn't do it in the winter, in the summer. But, and she's got a little perch. She perches right there by the door. And I guess trying to get warm or whatnot. And then she stays in her little spot. I have to keep a rag there on the floor to keep her from making a mess. But she'll perch right there at the door. And then in the mornings, I'll get up, open the door, and she'll flit out just like, you know, just like she owns the place. And I got a couple of pictures and got a video of her and another bird that came into the cabin. But Larry says I need to put some suet out there for her in the wintertime. That'll help her out a little bit. But she likes to come in the cabin, is my point, and when it's cold outside. And I've named her Tiddly. And Anna's always asking, you know, when she comes up to stay the weekend at the cabin or whenever we go up there. Now, I'm not going to put up with Tiddly. She's got to stay outside. She's not going to be in that cabin when I'm in there. So, like I said, said, all the animals up there are interesting, and while I do speak a little bit of French, I know one word, and that's oui.
KI4LCI, just out of curiosity, has Anna ever went out sometime just after dark and see a whole bunch of eyes looking at her? My sister done that here one time. There was a whole bunch of those wild hogs eyeing her.
No, no. When the sun goes down and she's in that cabin, she don't come out. She just... When we had the supposed mountain lion scare or whatever that was out there hollering and screaming and carrying on, no, she will not go out. So if, you know, I have to go out and get firewood or something like that, and she's not going to do it. Absolutely not. And then the mornings, you know, we'll fix a pot of cowboy coffee in the morning. And we sit around and drink that, but she won't go outside till the sun is up. Can't have no birds in her hair, and scared to death of them, which I'm scared of spiders, I get it. And things that make noise down in the woods, you need to go close the door right now. Go close the door right now. And I understand that, you know. But no, she doesn't go out, Andy.
You observed that one time. She didn't know for sure at the time that it was hogs, but she found out later it was a whole bunch of wild hogs eyeing her and looking her over. And yeah, had her eyes glowed in the dark, reason she also knew about it. Sometimes up here, overnight, you was talking about the owls, or 2 or 3 weeks ago, one night here, those owls was communicating one another, and a lot of times these raccoons get up here and create a big fuss fighting one another. Go ahead, Walt, KI4LCI.
If I remember correct, when I lived up there at Glassy Mountain at Turner Spring, and the panthers was hollering up there on the mountain, and Grandpa always said that was mating season, and that was the female hollering. Or I may have it wrong, it might have been the male, but I'm pretty sure it was the female hollering. So if there's a female up there, they gotta be a male up there also. I'm almost 100% that I'm correct on that. Do you know anything about them, Andy? KI4LZI, K4OIM.
4LZI, I don't know. I know that kind of stuff's around here. And then when I go to hearing him making rackets or see having to see someone, I know that, but I don't know the biography on him, you might say. I don't. You saw a bear yesterday, too? Well, we saw another bear, my mother did, go across the upper field here yesterday, too, but I don't know the biography on all this stuff, but up here, even more so to where Chad's at, this stuff, all these animals are all around here, and this time of year, that's what all the hunters are coming for.
So, I am very aware of, well, when I inherited the place, I'm not sure inherited is the right word. That's insinuating that mother has died, and she has not. That's a word for it, but she gave me the place. And I you know, just had an immediate interest in it because of, you know, wildlife and animals and all that. So I started putting deer cameras up to see what was, you know, just to see what was there. And it wasn't the first year. I mean, it wasn't even the first week, actually. I set the cameras up, and about the third night, this huge black bear, and I mean, he's probably 20 yards in front of the camera. And like I said, I've got a deer feeder down there, and he throws that thing around full of corn now, throws it around like a circus ball, and now this cat issue. I don't know. I've been on the internet last couple of days and listening to what a mountain lion sounds like, and it sounds similar. It doesn't sound exactly like what I heard, but it's similar. And so the last couple of days I've been up there, I've been looking for some cat prints. I'm not sure that I would be able to tell the difference between a cat and a dog. I've looked at what cat prints look like on the, you know, the internet, and I think they're a little bit more rounded than a dog, but I haven't seen any sign of a big cat. But it just, you know, it's a little bit troublesome, you know. I mean, that's big enough to, you know, a mountain lion is big enough to hurt you or kill you. So I just gonna be a little bit more careful. At night. Now, I do also have a set of, two years ago, I bought a ATN Thor, which is a night vision monocular, so I can see, you know, kind of what's going on at night. It's infrared kind of thing, nothing special. But you get out there in the middle of that pasture with that night vision goggle, monocular, and look around. And oh my goodness, there's stuff everywhere. Most of it's small stuff. But I have seen a lot of deer at a distance. You can't really tell what it is. You can see the eyes light up and that kind of thing, and you just have to kind of wonder. But when I saw the bear images, and that kind of changed things a little bit, because, you know, that's an apex predator, and, you know, you just have to be kind of careful messing around at night, because, you know, you mess around and get hurt up there, nobody will find me for days. So I just have to keep my eyes peeled, I guess. That's all I can do. But I haven't heard it or seen signs of it. So I'm not willing to admit that it's there, and I think some of me in my mind doesn't want to even go there. But it's there. It doesn't matter what I try to do to convince myself, that thought's still there, if you know what I mean. KO4NUE, KI4LZI, and K4OIM. Pick it up, Andy.
Bill's there. The thing about it is, back in the late 70s and early 80s, when I was growing up here, I didn't see any of these things. I didn't see deer. I didn't see wild hogs. I didn't see bear. And you hardly ever would ever see a rabbit. You'd see squirrels, you know, mostly around, and And of course, we've always got had snakes, but that was pretty much all we seen up here back then. But now, you got all that going on up here, and as you say, you got to be careful. Go ahead, Walt. K-I-4-L-Z-I.